news and pop culture with traffic and weather on the fives and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number two of the news hour on Pensacola right now. Good Monday afternoon. I'm Joe Ford along with Gracie Wolf. Some storms in the forecast for this evening. We'll get more on that in just a moment, starting off with a look at the roads. Gracie, how's it looking?
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no slowdowns. Our delays on our bridges, that was Navarre Causeway, have cleared up. So other than that, we're looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's get a quick look at our weather from Alan Strum.
Temperatures Monday made it up into the 90s, and a few spots did see record-tying levels. It shouldn't be quite as hot over the next couple of days, and the rain chance is a little bit better, running at about 50% on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a little lower chance late in the week. High temperatures should be in the mid to upper 80s for the next several days. It will be a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This traffic report is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3. Joe, what's going on in our local stories?
Yeah, so I did just want to hit this. If you missed it, Sue Strawn finished the segment on Channel 3 talking about cancellations expected at the airport. We got a news release from the city just before Channel 3 went on. So this is what's going on. There is a runway lighting outage at the airport. So this is going to affect flights that are either leaving or coming in after dark. So there are 9 arriving flights, 2 departing flights scheduled after dark. So these are the flights that are impacted. So if you're leaving for the airport, or if you were coming to pick somebody up from the airport tonight, you want to check flypensacola.com and the individual airlines just to see if when those cancellations run in. But really, there's no specific time. It just says after dark. So that really, you know, I would imagine would be within the hour of when that will go into effect there. So that from Pensacola International Airport. Other local headlines today, Governor DeSantis announcing through the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund, the city is receiving over $3.9 million towards the Port of Pensacola. This follows the $8.5 million award last Thursday from Triumph Gulf Coast. So the city continuing to bring in grant funding towards the Port of Pensacola becoming the permanent home of the American Magic Sailing Team. So that is good news. 2 days away now from NAS Pensacola restoring 7-day public access. You're advised to plan ahead as significant crowds are expected on hand. It will be a Blue Angel practice day. A Pensacola man now being held on $46,000 bond after he was arrested for a shooting incident from earlier this month. This shooting at the Peachtree Commons Apartments back on May 6th, where a woman was shot in the leg. 6:15 right now, traffic and weather together on the fives.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also causing no delays. If you do see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. Let's hear from Alan Strum for our weather.
Temperatures Monday made it up into the 90s, and a few spots did see record-tying levels. It shouldn't be quite as hot over the next couple of days, and the rain chance is a little bit better, running at about 50% on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a little lower chance late in the week. High temperatures should be in the mid to upper 80s for the next several days. It will be a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed 3 bills that are going to end diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at colleges and universities. One of the bills bans public funding for efforts including DEI or critical race theory-based curriculum. Federal prosecutors have dropped all remaining fraud charges against Andrew Gillum. The former mayor of Tallahassee and governor candidate was accused of directing the 2018 campaign funds into his personal accounts. Earlier this month, a jury found him not guilty of lying to FBI agents. A teacher in Hernando County says she's under investigation by the State Department of Education for indoctrination. On her TikTok page, Jenna Barbie says that she showed her students the Disney movie Strange World, which features a character who is biracial and gay. Despite having previously signed permission slips from all the parents for the movie that's rated PG, a parent complained to the state. And the press secretary for Ron DeSantis says that he's resigning from the governor's office and taking another job to help deliver the governor's success to our country. Brian Griffin is going to be the press secretary for DeSantis's political operation. Another sign that DeSantis is going to be entering the GOP race in coming days. And lastly, the survivors from the deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016 want a criminal investigation into the nonprofit created following the tragedy. Families from the victims met yesterday to address their concerns about how One Pulse Foundation is handling the property where 49 people were killed and 53 people were injured in 2016. The group is questioning how the organization is using its funding.
Top national stories today. 3 people dead, several others hurt in a shooting in New Mexico. Police in Farmington, northwest of Albuquerque, say the shooter's dead. 2 officers were shot in the battle. The officers are said to be in stable condition. Police say there are multiple civilian victims there as well. Vice Media filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to facilitate the sale of the company. They are the most recent digital media company to falter after a meteoric rise. Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia says a man with a baseball bat walked into his Fairfax office, asked for him, and then assaulted 2 of his coworkers. Workers. There were staff members for the representative. Fairfax City Police say in a tweet the suspect is in custody. The victims are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Tomorrow, another meeting of the White House scheduled for the debt ceiling deadline is getting closer and closer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden isn't taking the negotiation seriously, and the 2 sides are still apart on the issue. A key witness in the House investigation into the Biden family's business practices has gone missing. James Comer, who's leading the investigation, said his team has been unable to reach the FBI informant who alleged corruption by President Biden and his family. Gracie, I am currently binging 24. Are you familiar with that show?
I haven't watched it in a really long time.
But you have seen it,
yes.
So you are very familiar. So with me watching 24 as regularly as I am, this story is sending all sorts of alarms and red flags about, you know, I hope he's okay.
I hope he's okay. And this is just weird, even if you haven't watched that show, I feel like.
Yeah, of course, but with the prism that,
no.
You know, Jack Bauer's running around stopping every conspiracy known to mankind. In my mind, you know, I hear this story and I'm like, I hope he's okay. 6:20 right now. We'll take a break. Come back. We've got sports headlines. We've got everything that's going on in the entertainment. I finally saw Guardians 3, another big weekend for the movie. As well as Super Mario Brothers continuing to rake in millions. More and plenty more coming after the break. You're listening to the News Hour, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Listening to the News Hour of Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Text line, by the way, 437-1620 if you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about locally, statewide, national. Pretty interesting day, all things considered. And did, again, want to hit what the city of Pensacola sent out at around 6 o'clock regarding flight cancellations tonight. So there is a runway lighting outage. So this involves any flights that are expected after sunset tonight. So that is 9 arriving flights, 2 departing flights that are scheduled after dark. So if you are in any way, shape, or form impacted, if you're heading to the airport, if you are going to pick somebody up, You might want to check flypensacola.com as well as the individual airlines to see if you or your traveler is affected. 625 right now, get a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not causing any major slowdowns. We do have one accident. This is going to be in Baldwin County, just off of Baldwin Beach Express, right near the Village RV Park. So just keep that in mind. That's Highway 90 right off of the Baldwin Beach Express, an accident causing slowdowns. Let's get a look from Alan Strum on our weather.
Tonight, there's a slight chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up, and it will be warm all night long. Overnight lows will basically be near 70, give or take, depending on where you are. Over the next couple of days, the rain chance runs at about 50%. Later this week, it drops back down to around 20%, and high temperatures will mainly be in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, Martha Stewart is now the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. 81 years old, is one of the latest covers, the star for the 2023 issue. Last year, the big movie was Avatar: The Way of Water, and it's now hitting streaming platforms, multiple streaming platforms. It's going to debut on both Disney Plus and HBO Max on June 7th, and the film brought in more than $2.3 billion in the global box office. In other movie news, Guardians of the Galaxy continues to dominate the box office. The movie earned $60.5 million on its second weekend. Coming in second, Super Mario Bros. Movie still doing well with $13 million, followed by Book Club. Its opening weekend, Book Club: The Next Chapter, brought in $6.5 million. And lastly, gotta end on pop culture for this first half of the hour with Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift yelled at a security guard during her show in Philadelphia this Saturday night. This was because apparently he was harassing some of the girls who were in the front stage. It was during Bad Blood when Taylor noticed that what was going on. She yelled in the middle of the song, "She's fine. She wasn't doing anything." After the show, one of the girls posted a video saying that the security guard was on them all night, hassling them, and they ended up getting a free tickets for the Sunday night show. So I don't know if it was just Philadelphia got into her or what happened, but that's in your pop culture news.
Probably a little bit of both. Yeah. Philadelphia, I mean, they're notorious for booing at Santa Claus, and the Eagles football stadium used to have a jail for unruly fans. So probably a little bit of both there. You've seen shows and movies where a lady who is pretending to be pregnant for the purpose of the show or movie is wearing one of those rubber bellies to give the impression that they're pregnant. Well, cops in South Carolina say a woman was doing just that, pretending to be pregnant and was wearing a rubber belly when she and another man were pulled over. The officers became suspicious when they asked, "Oh, hey, I see you're pregnant. When are you due?" And the lady said one thing and the guy said the other, said something else. So, yeah, that's a little suspicious. Turns out the woman was hiding around 1,500 grams worth of cocaine behind the fake belly. So, yeah, not ideal way to get arrested, I suppose. But, yeah, that's not good. Pretty light night in the world of sports tonight. We do have one game seven in NHL action. 7 o'clock on ESPN, the Seattle Kraken and the Dallas Stars. In the NBA, no games. The Lakers and the Nuggets will do a game one of their Western Conference Final Series tomorrow. And in Major League Baseball, the Yankees and the Blue Jays are on ESPN Plus right now. 3-0 Yankees in the second inning. The Braves next hour will be squaring off against the Texas Rangers. That one starts at 7:05. The Rays and the Marlins are both off today. A rough weekend for Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant. He's in trouble again. After another Instagram live video caught him flashing a gun, the team announced that he's been suspended indefinitely from all team activities. The NBA says they're investigating. He will likely face a suspension. Some are floating around the idea that he could be suspended for the entire year. Morant suspended in March. He was suspended for 8 games for a similar incident at a Denver nightclub. Tomorrow night, the NBA draft lottery takes place. Victor Wembanyama from France is the easy favorite to go number one. He's 7'5", and he plays basketball like he's a guard. The Detroit Pistons, Houston Rockets, and San Antonio Spurs are tied for the best odds at getting the first pick. 6:30 now, Fox News Update. We'll be back with more local, national, international, Florida headlines. It's the News Hour, Pensacola, right now on News Radio 92.3.
On Pensacola right now, I'm Gracie Wolf, and we're going to get a quick look at our roads, I-10 and I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Let's hear from Alan Strum with our WEAR weather update.
Tonight, there's a slight chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up, and it will be warm all night long. Overnight lows will basically be near 70, give or take, depending on where you are. Over the next couple of days, the rain chance runs at about 50%. Later this week, it drops back down to around 20%, and high temperatures will mainly be in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 93.3 with your traffic and weather together. Let's get our local updates from Joe Ford.
You know, we're a news agency, but we're also a public service. And so I'm just going to lay it out what that was. So I woke up with my voice sounding just like this. And I texted my wife, said, "Hey, would you mind bringing me some cough drops?" So apparently they were out of the regular cough drops. So what she brought me were these Halls dietary supplement citrus drops that, I mean, they taste good, but they just leave just the most amount of saliva in your mouth. So not great when you're talking for a living. And so that was what that was. I'm getting all choked up here. Yeah, so the local news. So flight cancellations happening at Pensacola International Airport. This is because of a runway lighting outage. There are flights being canceled after dark. So it involves approximately 9 arriving flights as well as 2 departing flights that are scheduled after dark. So if you are headed to the airport to catch a flight tonight, if you are going to the airport to possibly pick somebody up from the airport, just be advised that there's a good chance after dark. Well, good chance that it may be canceled. You know, it doesn't say a specific time. It just says after dark. So don't really know what specific time that is. But just be mindful. Check out Pensacola International Airport. Check the individual flight apps that you normally would. But again, runway lighting outage is causing closures and cancellations of flights tonight. About 9 flights that are scheduled to arrive, as well as 2 flights scheduled to leave. So those are the 11 flights impacted there. 2 days away now from NAS Pensacola, going back to the 7-day public access. It will be a Blue Angel practice day on Wednesday, so you're advised to plan ahead, as significant crowds are expected to be on hand. As a reminder, access is through the West Gate only on Blue Angel Parkway. The access is available daily from 9 to 3. Governor DeSantis announcing through his job growth grant fund, the city is receiving $3.9 million towards the Port of Pensacola, another large piece of the puzzle as the city is continuing the working towards the port becoming the permanent home of the American Magic sailing team. Before we get Florida updates from Gracie, just wanted to hit the top 3 stories nationwide today. At least 3 people dead, several others hurt in a shooting in New Mexico. Farmington, northwest of Albuquerque, is where the shooting took place. The shooter is dead. 2 officers were shot in the gun battle. They are said to be in stable condition. Police say there are multiple civilian victims there. Vice Media filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy today to facilitate the sale of the company. They're the most recent digital media company to falter after a meteoric rise. And Representative Jerry Connolly of Virginia says a man with a baseball bat walked into his Fairfax office, asked for him, and then assaulted 2 of his workers. City police there say the suspect is in custody and the victims are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Governor DeSantis busy today. We told you about the local grant that he awarded and signing a few bills today, Gracie.
That's right. Governor Ron DeSantis signed three bills today that will end diversity, equality, and inclusion programs at colleges and universities. One of the bills bans public funding for efforts including DEI or criminal race theory-based curriculum. Federal prosecutors have dropped all remaining fraud charges against Andrew Gillum. This is the former mayor of Tallahassee, and he also ran for governor. He was governor candidate back in 2018, and he was accused of directing his 2018 campaign funds into personal accounts. Earlier this month, a judge found him not guilty of lying to FBI agents. Not only was Governor DeSantis busy today, but his former press secretary, press secretary for Governor Ron DeSantis, says that he's resigning from the governor's office and taking another job to help deliver the governor's success to our country. That's Brian Griffin. He's going to be the press secretary for DeSantis's political operations. Just another sign that DeSantis is going to be entering the GOP race in the coming days. A teacher from Hernando County says that she's under investigation by the State Department of Education for indoctrination. She took to TikTok, and on her TikTok page, Jenna Barbie says she was showing her students the Disney movie Strange World, which features a character who's biracial and gay. Despite previously getting signed permission slips from all the parents for students to watch a PG-rated film, a parent found out and complained to the state. And lastly, survivors of the Deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in 2016 want a criminal investigation into the nonprofit created following the tragedy. Families of the victims met yesterday to address their concerns about how the One Pulse Foundation is handling the property where 49 people were killed and 53 others were injured in 2016. The group is questioning how the organization is using its funding.
At the White House, another meeting scheduled for tomorrow as the debt ceiling deadline gets closer and closer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said that President Biden is not taking negotiations seriously and that the two sides are still apart on the issue. A historic heat wave for the Pacific Northwest over the weekend. Of course, we're used to this sort of thing, but temperatures in some Oregon and Washington cities got into the 90s over the weekend. Seattle hit 89 yesterday, the highest temperature on record for the first half of May. Alejandro Mayorkas says fewer counter encounters are being reported at the southern border at the end of Title 42. He says the number of Border Patrol encounters has dropped by 50% since Title 42 ended on Thursday. He says too early to tell, though, if the expected surge of migrants has peaked. Governor DeSantis over the weekend in the state of Iowa and speaking to residents there called for people to donate to the Marine veteran who's accused in the strangling death of a New York City subway rider. Well, donations are approaching $2 million as more than 25,000 people from across the country have contributed to a legal defense fund for Daniel Penny. Completely free IRS e-filing program may be coming soon. The Washington Post says the agency has been quietly developing its own prototype system. The Inflation Reduction Act sets aside $15 million to create a free and direct filing program. General Motors announcing a recall of nearly 1 million cars due to faulty airbags. The recall includes Buick Enclave, Chevy Traverse, and GMC Arcadia vehicles from 2014 through 2017 with airbags produced by ARC Automotive. If you have an affected vehicle, you can have their airbags replaced for free. Sports news, the number one prospect in 2024 football recruiting class is headed to Georgia. Quarterback Dylan Raiola announced that he is committing to the Bulldogs over USC and Nebraska. An eighth horse dead at the home of the Kentucky Derby, Rio Moon, broke his leg on Sunday at Churchill Downs and had to be euthanized. This happened after seven horses died over a 10-day period leading up to the Kentucky Derby. Former Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan is heading to a TV set near you. He announced that he's joining CBS, where he'll work as a studio and game analyst. Ryan says, though, this is not a retirement post, so maybe he's just taking a year off to check out the scenes in the studio and then at stadiums doing the analyst work, and maybe he'll come back to play football in a year from now. 6:45, local check of the roads and traffic together.
did get a call into our traffic line letting us know of an accident on Bayou and 12th at this intersection. It's going to be in the turning lane on Bayou right near First Assembly of God. It's just the fender bender, but expect some slowdowns at that intersection. Other than that, we're looking good on I-10 and I-110, showing no slowdowns. And we also have nothing to slow us down on 98. That's going to be throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Let's hear from Alan Strum with our WEAR weather update.
Temperatures Monday made it up into the 90s, and a few spots did see record-tying levels. It shouldn't be quite as hot over the next couple of days, and the rain chance is a little bit better, running at about 50% on Tuesday and Wednesday. It's a little lower chance late in the week. High temperatures should be in the mid to upper 80s for the next several days. It will be a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. In pop culture news, the Tony Awards aren't going to be televised this year because of the writer's strike. The Writers Guild denied a waiver request for the ceremony to be broadcasted and live streamed next month. The show organizers said that they asked for the waiver because of the financially struggling Broadway productions depend on the Tony Awards for a box office bump. Guardians of the Galaxy continues to dominate the box office. The movie earned about $60.5 million in the second weekend. Coming in second place, the Super Mario Brothers movie, still doing well, brought in $13 million. And Book Club had their opening weekend this weekend. That's Book Club The Next Chapter, brought in $6.5 million. Last year, the big movie was Avatar: The Way of Water, and if you didn't go to the movies to see it, well, it's hitting multiple streaming platforms next month. It's going to debut on both Disney Plus and HBO Max on June 7th. The film brought in more than $2.3 billion in the global box office. And starting today, Planet Fitness is going to offer free passes to high school students who want to work out in their gyms for this summer. The program runs through the end of August and offers free memberships for students. This is going to be ages 14 to 19. Teens can sign up for their program online, or you can visit a local Planet Fitness. And a big news for Martha Stewart. She is the oldest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model. The 81-year-old is the latest cover stars for the 2023 issue. And Taylor Swift yelled at a security guard during one of her shows this weekend in Philly. That was the Saturday night show. Apparently, the security guard was harassing some girls who were right in front of the stage. It was during her Bad Blood song, which is kind of known for her, like, revenge era. Well, Taylor Swift noticed what was going on. She yelled right in the middle of the song, "She's fine. She wasn't doing anything." After the show, one of the girls posted a video saying that the security guard was on them all night, harassing them anytime they were touched the front railing or even were dancing. It all worked out, though, because the security guard actually got it booted right after Taylor Swift yelled, and the girls got free tickets to the Sunday night showing. So that is your pop culture news.
Florida girl story. A 13-year-old girl punched a shark after she was bitten. She ended up with 19 stitches. 13-year-old Ella Reed was swimming at Fort Pierce Inlet State Park when what is believed to have been a bull shark got a little too curious. The shark bit Ella in the arm, stomach, finger, and the top of her knee. Ella's mother said her daughter punched the shark during the escape, and Ella, for her part, says as soon as she's healed up, she's going right back in the water. She's not going to let it face her there. So good guts there from Ella. I'm not sure that if a shark bit me like that and I had 19 stitches, I'm going anywhere near the Gulf ever again.
At least for a while. Sometimes I'm scared I've never even gotten bitten or seen a shark, so.
Yeah, no, I only go to the beach on green flag days. I'm very particular about when I go to the beach, but it's got to be perfect conditions. The temperature, it can't be too hot, not terribly crowded. And yeah, if there's any sign, if there's a purple flag out there, I'm not going. If it's a yellow flag, I'm out. Nope, I've got a pool that's like 300 feet from where my apartment is. I can just hang out there and don't have to worry about any wildlife ruining my day. 6:50, we'll take our final timeout and come back with more headlines that you may have missed locally and statewide and national headlines. You're listening to the News Hour Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. Text line if you want to weigh in, 437-1620. I know we've hit this a few times this evening regarding the city of Pensacola. Gracie, I think we've got a few texts on that right now.
Yep, so we got two texts in. Are the 11 flights canceled for tonight, or are some going to be diverted to other airports in the Panhandle or Mobile? Also, another question, do we know what caused the outage for the runway lights?
We do not know the cause of the runway lighting outage. It appears, based on what the city is saying, that the flights are just being canceled. But it says any cancellation decisions are made by the individual airline. That's really all the information we have. Now, I'm looking at the city, the Fly Pensacola website right now. The two departing airlines that this would seem to be referring to, because the city says that it impacts two departing flights after dark, and those would be a 9 o'clock flight going to Tampa and then 9:11 to Denver, which one of them says is delayed until 10:33 in the morning anyway. So I think that's a Frontier Airline flight there that they've already kind of made the call there. Another flight that was scheduled to leave at 7:30 to Dallas-Fort Worth is delayed until 9 p.m. So that, I think, will get updated to canceled for tonight as well. And the arrivals, I mean, there's just so many more that are listed here, and there's all sorts of different information. So again, with the limited information that we have on this, we don't know what caused the lighting outage. All we do know is that it's there and it's affecting flights that are coming in after dark. So your best bet is really just going to be checking in with the individual airline in these instances, because, you know, they all have their own protocols. But yeah, and maybe the airlines try to push or, you know, just try to get up there. I don't really know how all that works, but, you know, it's not clear skies. It's cloudy. So, I mean, that, you know, whenever the sun goes down, I mean, it's going to get a little bit darker before that. And of course, there may be visibility issues even, you know, before technically sundown. So again, check with your individual airlines if you have a flight tonight or if you're going to pick somebody else up. Final check of the roads and weather together.
Yep, our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 causing no slowdowns. Our intersection, we have an accident at 12th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard. This is going to be right near First Assembly of God Church. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind. We had a little bit of a fender bender there just a little while ago. Let's get a quick look at our WEAR weather update.
Tonight, there's a slight chance a shower or a thunderstorm pops up, and it will be warm all night long. Overnight lows will basically be near 70, give or take, depending on where you are. Over the next couple of days, the rain chance runs at about 50%. Later this week, it drops back down to around 20%, and high temperatures will mainly be in the mid to upper 80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks, Alan. This is Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. This traffic update is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures that you love. Your adventure begins here at Anderson Subaru. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. You can text in your thoughts or opinions to 850-437-1620. Got a text in regarding the Hernando County teacher.
Yes.
From Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher can't get permission slips to sign a PG movie. She should have gotten them to sign for that specific movie. I don't know if you remember this, Joe, during our weekend movie preview, we covered Strange World, and this Disney movie's has some confrontation surrounding it. So I don't know if she got it for the beginning of the year, didn't specify the beginning of the year,
yeah.
All PG movies. But this one is kind of known for being a little bit controversial.
No. I think that's a great point, is that, you know, she's going to, I guess, hide under the cloak that she had the permission slips, but the subject matter is such that, I mean, it's out there. You know, there's so much made in the state law, the legislature about this sort of thing, and probably should have taken the additional step of saying, hey, I know we have the permission slips, but I'm showing this movie. Mm-hmm. Getting confirmation before that? But that's an interesting case there. But that's before the state Department of Education. Speaking of which, tomorrow morning, the big meeting involving the Escambia School District. That's tomorrow morning. The public can access that. You can go to the state Department of Education website, look at their meetings. It's a conference call as well as a code that you have to put in. So you can, public comment is being accepted at that. So that'll be interesting to see how much public comment we get from Escambia County parents on that. But that also is available on the Florida Channel, which is a website where you can watch state legislative updates if that's your thing. Governor press conferences are usually on that as well. But state Board of Education meetings are also among the things that they will broadcast on the Florida Channel. So we will certainly be monitoring that tomorrow morning ahead of tomorrow night. The Escambia School Board will be meeting based on what happens tomorrow morning. So a big day for Escambia Schools. We'll see if there's an agreement in place with Charter USA. We'll also see if the state is going to move forward with any sort of discipline that they may have, because they gave the district a deadline of May 1st. It wasn't reached, so we'll have to wait and see for that. For now, we'll sign off on this Monday. My voice will try to get better on Tuesday. I'll try not to choke up on the air as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the NewsHour with Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.